you know, in case something starts back up, they'll have somebody to yeah. work that one job. See, because a lot of different, there might be 15 jobs going at one time. But, you know, if one or two jobs open up, they'll have somebody to work them, feed them, you know. Well, he went home and they were, you know, they were sleeping together. I swear to God, I had to fire them. Because whenever those two met, they were at one another's throat. They were trying to kill one another, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they fought. And I mean, it was, you know, they even cut one another at times in the plant, you know. And over there, they carry knives, you know. And they fighting and cutting all. They had to fire them because, you know, you just couldn't have that at the plant like that. You know, it wasn't good business. And that kind of, I worked there for about 3 or 4 months. Made good money at it, too. And I worked there about 4 months, I guess. And then it came time to go down to Daytona Beach for the good weather. And I quit and went on down there and stayed down there about a month. No, I stayed about 2 weeks, I think. Stayed down there about 2 weeks until I was broke. And I had to come back. And then there was quite a few. And when I got out of service, I probably didn't work for a year. And then I worked at Clearwater first. And then I after 4 months there, I didn't work from April till about October. And I went to work at Easy Go. And I worked there till. Wait a minute now, I'm getting it backwards. No. When I quit at Clearwater, I quit there to go to the beach. Then after that, I didn't go back to work till about October. And I worked from October till about December. Then from December I went, that was with the Corley's Plumbing. Then I went from there to work at the Easy Go. And I worked there from about December to April. And I quit there, go to the beach, and I don't think I worked anywhere for about another 7 or 8 months. Then after I got through there, I went to work for Pee Wee, I think. And I worked for Pee Wee for a long time, about 6 months. We was painting. Mm-hmm. It was a great job. Because we had a big ice cooler on the back, and it's stayed full of beer, and we painted these meter sets. We'd run around and we painted all the meter sets. What we do is in the morning we run around quitting. They thought, see, the people that had always done it before would do 2 or 3 in a day, and that was great.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go around, we'd find about 6 or 7 of them, put a primer on them in the morning, go somewhere in the shade, drink a 6-pack of beer, go back real quick and put the first coat of white on it, go drink another 6-pack of beer somewhere in the shade. Then come back that evening, put the second coat on it and trim it out,
mm-hmm.
you know, in red. And we turn in a list. In the end of the week, God, they loved us because they thought we was working our butt off. And there was days we'd come back to the shop so drunk we couldn't even get out of the truck. We were so drunk. I bet we drank 2 cases of beer a day. Me and Buck worked with me. And we drank maybe 2 cases of beer a day. Buck, now, let me tell you about Buck. Buck's the kind of person, that's Carl's brother. Buck is your natural athlete. Not very bright. I mean, it's not that he's not bright. He just don't he said reason he ain't moving up out there at his job, working out there by Continental Kansas, that they want to move up, you have to do paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And he just don't want to be tied down fooling with that junk.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But that's why he's not going to move up, because he won't, or else he can't do it. I'm assuming he can't. Like Jackie, his brother-in-law, Jackie can't read or write. Jackie liked to work with me, but anytime we had to read something, he let me do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or any writing, you see. Mm-hmm. And his brother, Jackie's brother Charles, he can't read or write either, I think. And then Carl, he's